WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Senior Democrats are trying to rally support around President Biden after his debate performance. Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock was on NBC.
I'm with Joe Biden, and it's our assignment to make sure that he gets over the finish line come November, not for his sake, but for the country's sake.
CBS's Nancy Cordes has been talking with Biden aides.
As for newspaper op-eds calling on Biden to drop out of the race, an aide said, quote, "It's not in the cards. Nothing has changed. We are full steam ahead."
But the numbers in the new CBS News poll are challenging.
The poll finds after the debate, 72% of voters don't think the president has the cognitive health to serve another term, including 4 in 10 of the Democrats surveyed. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore told CBS's Face the Nation he's not one of them.
Joe Biden is our nominee. Joe Biden is our leader.
South Carolina Democratic Representative James Clyburn told CNN, yes, it was a bad debate performance, but he chalked it up to preparation overload.
And that's exactly what was going on.
But he said Biden should stay in this race.
CBS's Linda Kenyon. The Supreme Court will issue their ruling on presidential immunity tomorrow with the election interference trial of former President Donald Trump in the balance. CBS's Jan Crawford.
I do expect a decision that at least leaves open the possibility of a trial before the election. I mean, I see zero chance they're going to embrace Donald Trump's argument that he has absolute immunity and can't be prosecuted. I think they're going to say that there is some immunity for the official actions of a president.
At Category 4, Hurricane Beryl is now a life-threatening storm swirling into the Caribbean, where it's beginning to be felt. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Impacts now starting to be felt in Barbados, and they will continue to see conditions deteriorate there and then eventually into Grenada, the Grenadines, and Tobago.
LGBTQ plus Pride Month ends with celebrations and parades from San Francisco to New York and Odyssey's Roger Stern.
You hear the same sentiments over and over again.
It's being able to be comfortable in my own skin. It's feeling accepted for who I am.
We celebrate being who we are.
And they celebrate the movement, which began 55 years ago in the West Village with the Stonewall Riots. While many say there's a long road ahead, Tanya is upbeat.
We're not completely where we want to be, but we're not that far.
South Korea says North Korea has launched a ballistic missile toward the north. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
By Max Inc. Radio, the Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Just after 7 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network, it is Max Inc. Radio. Original local music until midnight from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home on Atwood Avenue or online at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Sun Prairie, great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today or online at fullmeyerbeercompany.com. This band is going to be at Atwood Fest at the end of July. They're from Nashville, Tennessee, and they're awesome. Peace, love, rock and roll. Here is Parkour Pharaohs. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Oh, Take much to keep these wheels from the way.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Parker Barrow out of Nashville, Tennessee, from their 2023 album called Jukebox Gypsies. That song was called Count Your Dollars. Peace, Love, and Rock and Roll was part of that double dip.
Dang, those were both rockers. Yeah. Those were great songs.
An amazing band. I actually just discovered them earlier this week. I listened to them because they're coming to Atwood Fest.
Yes.
And I was like, I got to check this band out. And I was blown away. And they're going to be on the Luther Allison stage on Sunday, July 28th at about 5:30 p.m. They're the last band on the stage. And they're going to rock Atwood Fest to a great close rocker.
Oh, they are, Jimmy. When I discovered them, I was like, wow, these guys are hot. They are coming 100 miles an hour. This is the perfect thing to put on the other side of VO5, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're like, you know, VO5, I've seen them, and I want some kind of alternative, Parker Barrow is it. And they're just some great Southern fried rockers, amazing singer. And
actually, they're playing opposite of Generation Jones.
Oh, that's right. Sunday. I'm sorry.
Yeah, on Sunday. Yep.
That would be Dusty Bowe that was on the other side. And, yes. And he's awesome, too. You know, Dusty Bowe, he's from Louisville, Kentucky. Another artist that is just amazing, similar to Parker Barrow, a little bit of Southern fried rock.
Okay.
And also Elizabeth Mary. Elizabeth Mary Band will be opening up for Parker Barrow.
Oh, fantastic.
And they get their name from Bonnie and Clyde, right? So Bonnie, their last names.
Parker Barrow?
Yes. Clyde Barrow and Bonnie Parker.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
See, this is education. I did not know that Bonnie and Clyde had last names. I thought they were like, sure. You know,
I've watched the movie, a great movie, by the way, the Bonnie and Clyde movie. Who are the two women?
Faye Dunaway?
Yes.
Dunaway and Buster.
Ryan.
The real famous guy.
It's too bad we didn't have like a powerful tool that we could like do a search.
If only I had a supercomputer in my pocket. Mm.
Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin is what we do all night. Thanks again to CJ for coming in, giving us all the beer and telling us about the happenings out in FullMileBeerCompany.com. Rocker, we still got a few guests left tonight. What's coming up?
We do, Jimmy. But, you know, before we go there, you know, there's some texts we just got in. And Tom from New Berlin, he's going crazy on the texter. But he said that Highway 29, we were talking about the north starting, Highway 29 is the Packer Viking freeway.
I love that.
And I'm questioning Tom right now because I actually replied to that as Go Pack Go.
Yeah.
And he just texted back questioning. Go Pack Go. Are you not a Packer fan, Tom?
Oh, boy.
If he's a Viking fan, I'm going to lose my mind.
He could be.
We have to
know.
Learn to live together with each other. Packer fans, Viking fans, occasional Bears fans.
Oh, that's fake news.
No, okay.
That's fake news there.
Never mind.
Well, I married a Bear fan, so I have to coexist.
I married a Viking fan, so I feel your pain, man.
Yeah. Wow, well, I married a Packer fan, so I'm all good. Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We still want to know your definition of up north rocker.
So, Jimmy, let's see who we still have coming in tonight. Lola's High Low Lounge right here on the north side of Madison. Matt Girding, he'll be in to tell us all about the vinyl and the cocktails and some of the food they have there. And then live in the lair, it's Sarah. She's in here tonight. We're going to get in-depth and hear a lot of good songs.
Looking forward to that.
Shane Christopher Neal has the Indie 45 show, original local music from the Southern Ontario music scene. That's coming up at 10 o'clock. And then Rob Roberts is here at 11 with After Hours.
I want to know the line that makes Southern Ontario.
South of Toronto.
Oh, my.
By Niagara Falls right there.
Right.
At the point where like the snow never melts.
Right.
And Shane's supposed to call in here in about 10 or 15 minutes. We'll have a chat with him here. So, Rocker, let's talk Atwood Fest real quick, because that's coming up at the end of July, July 27th and 28th here in Madison.
It's, on the east side.
You know, we're a little biased here, you and I, because you're the guy who makes the music happen at Atwood Fest. I get to MC a stage. So, in my opinion, it's the best Madison outdoor festival. Tell us a little bit about Atwood Fest and some of the highlights that you're really excited about this year.
Well, you know, Jimmy, this is actually our 10th anniversary. Atwood Fest.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah. Atwood Fest came out of Atwood Summerfest, which started back like in 1981. So it was a longstanding festival that I started with in 2002. And in 2014, the Goodman Center, who was putting it on, decided to give up the ghost. And now the Sassy Neighborhood Organization, the Barrymore Theater, and Sector 67 have now banded together to kind of take this over. And so this is our 10th year doing it. And there's, you know, three stages now. 2 days, 30 bands. It's, you know, a whole street full of vendors. We close off Atwood Avenue from Winnebago, which is up by Tex Tubbs.
Yep.
Taco Palace, all the way down to Monty's, where the Sugar Maple stage is. And then now we've moved the biggest stage into the United Way parking lot, which gives us a lot more room.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'll be great.
And so we've grown.
And one of the coolest upgrades about Atwood Fest is what took the Clyde Stubblefield's place in the Monty's parking lot, and that's the Sugar Maple stage.
Yes.
They were awesome last year, and this year they're even going to be better for sure.
It is, and there's some great local music, and from noon to 3 o'clock, it's local music, and then starting at 3 o'clock is more local music, but it becomes bluegrass, and the Sugar Maple Fest, who sponsors that stage, takes over the booking of that and books some of their bluegrass artists that come through that are, you know, absolutely amazing. But now, Jimmy, here's some new news for you. From 12 to 3 o'clock on both days on the Sugar Maple stage, Gordy Young, Civic Media's and Mad Radio's Gordy Young, will be the MC over on that stage, and he'll kick off with Feastette and Candy Cigarette and all the bands that we have playing from 12 to 3.
Nice.
On the Sugar Maple stage.
You got to get John Peterson down to the Luther Allison stage for me. I want to drink beer with John Peterson.
Oh, he might do it.
Yeah.
He likes Parker Barrel.
You can get all the details about Atwood Fest. You can get the full band lineup and all the details. Make sure you check out the FAQ questions, because there's some important information, especially if you're thinking about bringing your dog. Don't do that. That's in there. Atwoodfest.com. That's atwoodfest.com to get all the information. It's going to be a great time, July 27, 28 here in Madison.
Yes.
This band is going to be at Atwood Fest on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, 3:30 on Saturday. It's Automatic Lover and Helena. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Imagino ya vivirla sin tu piel. Samantha, my baby, you are mine. welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Dusty Bow out of Lincoln, Nebraska. That is ready. Dusty Bow is ready to come to Madison.
I believe he's from Louisville, Kentucky. Oh, is it?
I thought he was in Nebraska.
No, that's Chris Lager, Jimmy.
Oh, of course. Can I just start this break all over again?
Yeah. Dusty Bow from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm telling you, he is an amazing guitar player, amazing singer, great band. He's going to be perfect on that stage.
He's playing 8:30 p.m., closing out Saturday night on the Luther Allison stage. Please stop by the Luther Allison stage if you come to Atwood Fest. I happen to be the MC of that stage. And E-Dub, my radio brother from a different mother, he's my backstage god. Love E-Dub. Dude, E-Dub backstage.
And Casey James, right? You guys are the crew over there.
Casey James, right?
Another radio guy, right? Yeah. All the radio guys, that's what we're doing is Atwood Fest. Hey, Jimmy, I'll tell you something really cool about Atwood Fest.
Okay.
We are going to have a new grand finale on the Clyde Stubblefield stage.
Oh,
and it's going
tell.
To feature the band Generation Jones.
Yes.
And Wow, just that's an all-star band right there.
They're a super group here in Madison.
Mauro Magellan and on drums from the Georgia Satellites, and Michael Massey, of course.
Shondell Marks.
Shondell Marks. Kyle Henderson of the producers. And the guitarist from Chaser. So now what they're going to do is they're going to be the house band. So what we're going to do is Generation Jones, Joey's Song in July. So we're going to kind of keep this theme of Joey song going, but with local celebrities. So throughout the whole set that Generation Jones is going to be doing, we're going to be bringing in different local celebrities to either sing a song or play their instrument or the guitar from their set list. So it's going to be this kind of really cool thing that we're going to do. And that's going to end the festival on Sunday night.
We should have a bunch of people, like our volunteers for Atwood Fest, go through the crowd with collection baskets and collect some money for Joey Song. We can just donate it. We can just give it to him right there.
Oh, well, Joey Song, they're going to, you know, Michael, you know where he's going to be that day?
He's going to be having the collection basket, right?
No, he's going to be backstage at Alanis Morissette because he's trying to get Alanis Morissette to throw in for Joey Song in January.
That's so pretty ironic.
He's, he's going to be like on a big recruitment.
He was talking to the guys from the Goo Goo Dolls. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, this is going to be amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a great cause. It's, you know, to raise awareness for epilepsy. And, so we'll just kind of, we're going to just try that spirit and, you know, kind of have fun with it and just do a similar thing where, you know, you bring in these celebrities, you know, our local celebrities who are, you know, more or less at Atwood Fest already because it's such a East Side festival.
Can you drop any names?
I'll tell you, there's going to be some songs that Elizabeth Mary and Paul Schluter are going to play on, which I think will be really, really cool.
Nice.
That'll be cool to see her.
It's good. You're going to have to come to Atwood Fest.
You're going to have to go. Okay, I'll go. I'm going. All right. I commit. I will be there.
Nice.
She just committed.
I just committed.
Now, click on the Atwood Fest event on Facebook, though, for me. And
okay.
And click going.
So show the world that I am committed.
Yes, yes.
You got it.
And then share it to 10 of your friends.
And then share it to 10 of my friends.
The
all right.
Internet declaration
okay,
of
any
love.
Do I need to write all this down?
You probably should. We'll have Maggie Dawn, Civic Media's Legal Eagle, draw up a contract here.
That'd
for
be
you.
Great. That'd be great.
We'll get on that right now. Hey, stick around. We got more Max Inc. Radio coming up live in the Lair with Sarah just around the corner.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We are local music. Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. We're doing some music from bands playing Atwood Fest, the 10th anniversary. This band is playing on Saturday, 5:15, is the Dove Foundation on Max Inc. Radio.
Think Radio. Radio for the people.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Cruisin' Round and Find My Way. Did you hear that bass solo at the end of that? That was pretty cool. And they're, of course, playing Atwood Fest. They are opening the Luther Allison stage on Sunday, July 28th. Rocker, tell me about the Convergence.
Convergence, Jimmy, it is when you start a festival slightly early with a parade. And the parade is full of people in costumes and hand drummers, and they start marching on four different paths through the neighborhood, the Atwood neighborhood, to meet at the Luther Allison stage. So they go through the neighborhoods and bang pots and pans and scream and yell, play music, and get people to kind of get off their butts, get outdoors, and get down to Atwood Fest on Saturday morning at 12, and the Hanfibians play a little bit of music right at the stage in front of it, and then that will give way to Pancromatic Steel, the AP Steel Band, Steel Pan Drum Band.
Yeah.
And it's really, you know, quite an experience.
Last year, it was done perfectly. I mean, the Convergence all converged at the Luther Allison stage. It was the first year of the name Luther Allison stage, and hundreds of people just converged on that spot.
So if this one was perfect, he's got a top perfect?
He's got a top perfect, okay. Right?
Yeah, and we're going to do it.
Yeah. Atwood Fest, we're counting on you. We got to get better than perfect.
Wow, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. Oh. And, you know, the volunteers that do Convergence, they get out there and they walk all those paths and time them. So it's all timed. It's quite complex. You would be surprised.
There's a science behind being perfect.
There's a science behind Convergence.
What time does it start? 11, well, I guess?
Actually, no, it's really kind of short. It's like, I think they leave by 11:15 or 11:25. If you, on Facebook right now, there's an Atwood Fest event. And by early this week, we'll have all that information up on our website because it just became official and the routes the other day. So,
pro tip, show up early to one of the meeting spots because it's, you know, it's kind of mayhem getting everybody in the one spot and ready to go. There is some timing to it, but you did it perfect last year, so.
Okay, we'll see if lightning can strike twice.
Absolutely. Atwoodfest.com. You get all the details. Rocker will be at the Clyde Stubblefield stage. I'll be at the Luther Allison stage.
I'll be at all the stages.
KJ will be at all the stages.
But as a patron, you'll be on stage. You're emceeing one of the stages. Yeah. Yes.
Last year, I lost my voice like halfway through Sunday.
It was horrible. You made it that long.
What, did E-Dub get up for you?
No, he didn't. He didn't.
He let you go?
Yeah, I suffered through it, dude. I'm like a football player. I'm here no matter what.
Nice.
All right.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Terry Barr is going to check in here in just a couple of minutes with some bar notes. And also, we got Sarah live in the lair coming up at 9 o'clock. We still are talking about, in your opinion, where does the North begin in Wisconsin? Here's a fun fact for you. And this was back in 2017. The Journal Sentinel out of Milwaukee did a poll of readers, and the majority of those readers said Highway 8 is the north, up north boundary
eight?
Line.
Where's
Highway
that?
8.
Just south of 10.
That's
or something?
North of 10. So I forget what the cities are up there.
Well, so even northier than we were saying.
North of Wausau, I believe.
Yeah, so I was pretty much right. Hayward.
It might be actually. Well, no, Hayward, just North Hayward is Highway 2. So Highway 8. I don't know if I agree. I'm still with Portage. Portage. It's where the
gonna
north.
Stick to that Portage thing. He's not going to let that go.
When you have, you got to stick to your guns. You know what I mean? Hey, speaking
Double
of
down.
Sticking to your guns, how about some Steely Dane? They're opening Atwood Fest, right, Rocker, on Saturday?
On Sunday, Jimmy.
On Sunday at the Clyde Stubblefield stage. We all know this song, right? You can sing along.
I never heard of it.
It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Way back in 67. Oh,
so sad, so sad. She don't remember the queen of soul. The hard times befalling the soul survivors. She thinks I'm crazy, but I'm just growing up. Hey, Nightie, the weekend dance together. Please take me along with your smile down.
Let's pass that around to the rest of this delightful orchestra, shall we? Let's share in the libations.
What's the lyrics that come right here? I forgot.
I know Cardi rum.
No. Ladies, help me out.
The Quiver Gold.
For your bar notes, I'm Terry Barr with a few notes highlighting some of the music news and happenings from all across the state. Let's start this edition in Stoughton, where the Catfish River Music Festival is held every year. Save the dates, Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th. Great free music each day between noon and 7:30. 18 acts booked across those days, including Kendra Swanson, Charlie Parr, and the Jimmies, along with food, vendors, and a whole lot of fun. It's also a fund and awareness raiser in support of the beautiful Stoughton Opera House. Find more information at catfishrivermusicfest.com. Want to tell you about a new venue featuring art and music in the heart of Sun Prairie. It's The Loop on Main Street. The mission is pretty terrific, bringing together the power of community, creativity, and connection all at The Loop. Now, July is going to feature an Independence Day rave for the kids, an art show, a Pokemon trading card event, and lots of live music. Check it all out at theloopsp.org. And a program you won't want to miss. It's airing on the local civic media radio station in Green Bay, WGBW, which also airs our Max Inc. radio show. It's the morning of July 4th from 6 to 9. The organization Operation Song will be highlighted. Now, Operation Song is a national nonprofit working with veterans, active duty military members, and their families to tell their stories through song. AJ Cross is a singer-songwriter from Nashville and is writing songs with veterans, and he explains why this is so important.
And so often veteran stories die with them because they literally take them to the grave. There's things that veterans will write in a song that they won't tell their wife. There's experiences that they felt, feelings that they have, that they'll put into lyrics with a professional songwriter, but they would never say out loud.
You can hear more veteran-inspired music on the morning of July 4th by listening to WGBW in Green Bay or WISS in Oshkosh, or find either of the stations on the Civic Media app. It's going to be a really special show for the holiday. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr, and I'll leave you with one of AJ Cross's songs right here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, girl, when you're looking that way, you make me going straight, drop my jaw, slip and fall. You're putting out what I'm tripping on. It's all you, girl, you've got it all. And you got me thinking like, oh my, how come a country girl so fly is spending all of your time with me? We kicking it, I can't complain cause I'm loving it. It's getting good, good as it gets. I got that mad love for you. I got it bad, yeah, so bad for you. Ain't a damn thing I wouldn't do for you. Act a fool for you, tattoo for you. Everybody else wanting what we got. They're at the bottom while we hitting that tip top. Every time you and I feeling that crazy high, girl, you know I got that mad love for you. Oh yeah, mad love, huh? Yes, man. Yeah, you're a hit and I'm a big fan. I'm all about them little things, them little ways. You blow my mind, girl, every day. Ain't nothing about you don't amaze me. I got that mad love for you. I got it bad, yeah, so bad for you. Ain't a damn thing I wouldn't do for you. Act a fool for you, tattoo for you. Everybody else wanting what we got. They're at the bottom where we hitting that tip top. Every time you and I feeling that crazy high, girl, you know I got that mad love for you. Mad love for you. I got that mad love. Mad love for you. I got it bad, real bad, so bad for you. Ain't a damn thing I wouldn't do for you. Act a fool for you, tattoo for you. Everybody else wanting what we got. They're at the bottom when we hitting that tip top. Every time you and I feeling that crazy high, girl, you know I got that mad love for you. Mad love for you.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.